Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Larry Gleason, Trevor Harris, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us on a Thursday night. Thanks so much to head coach Mario Cristobal from the University of Miami for joining us, breaking down a little bit of the spring. As usual, very, very, very busy having a recruiting dinner. Hey, listen, it's part of the game, probably more so now than it ever has been, especially because when it comes to spring, a lot of the head coaches from NCAA member schools, can't come out to those games and stuff like that. But nevertheless, he works extremely hard. Speaking about working really hard, Christopher Columbus is a program that's been one of the best in the state over the last decade. Coach Dave Dunn has done an outstanding job. Last year, listen, even when everybody thought and started to sell him short, they took Venice right down to the wire, and we saw what Venice did to Lake Mary in the 7A state title game. This year, this is a Columbus team that has talent, obviously young in a lot of places, and it's going to be a very, very busy spring, busy offseason for the Explorers. Coach Dave Dunn is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me on, Blue. Excited.
Good. Following another Explorer right there, and obviously Mario setting that bar with a lot of the kids, out of this area. You start spring this year, obviously every year with a lot of optimism. A lot of these kids, you've always had a philosophy where you build up your lines on both sides of the ball, get that taken care of. Talk about last year and how this team came together at the end of the year, because there were times during the year where you were undermanned at some positions and, a couple of injuries here and there. What did you do in that to make it such a great ending, especially against a Venice team that a lot of people thought was head and shoulders above everybody else?
Yeah, I think with us, it just – we really tested ourselves early with a tough schedule. We opened up with Southridge, who was state semifinalist last year. We played St. Thomas Aquinas, who was state champs. We played Good Counsel from Maryland, which is always one of the better teams in the Washington, D.C. area. We played Palmetto and Northwestern. That was our start of our schedule. So we played, Good Counsel's not eligible playing the state championship in Maryland, but they played in the championship game in their league, I believe, against Amatha. And then we played a state a state semifinalist and two state champions. So I think, even though we might have fell short in some of those games, it kind of helped, mold our team into what it was going to be, as we just knew, kind of found out what we were going to be. We're going to team that has played really good defense, really good special teams. And, we were able to run the ball and then hit our spots in the pass game. And that kind of, became our mantra as the season wore on, and it really paid off. And I think we really hit our stride in the playoffs, and we fell 6 points short to a Venice team that won the state title.
Yeah, I mean, and you look back at that Good Counsel game, and that's definitely a game, and I was there, that you guys had opportunities. It reminded me a little bit at the beginning of the Tampa Jesuit game from a couple of years ago when a kid took off or, you know, on the first run, 80 yards, and you know, they got ahead. But in that game, you guys had the talent, and obviously last year, this was a team, because you lost a lot from the year before, a lot of key kids. You lost to Mendoza, who was probably one of the best quarterbacks they've had in a long, long time, a leader, a good running game, outstanding offensive line. How do you, you know, because you have a lot of kids on the team, but how do you continue to build that line? Because to me, that's been such an important part for this program, to have a fortress on both sides of the line and to have, you know, kids, you know, a Ryan Rodriguez type of guys, or, you know, kids that have made their way to the next level. How has that become a priority? Because I know that you did that, you know, before you left last time, and you always had really good linemen. Is that kind of a priority on this team, to build that fortress?
Yeah, I'm a big believer, and I know Coach Cristobal is the same way, as you build a team from inside out. You know, we will always stress line play on both sides. That's a big part of it. And I think our offseason, you know, weightlifting program, you know, we had Andrew Swayze here for a few years, and he literally left to probably, you know, more than quadruple his salary to go work with Prime over in Colorado. And, you know, as assistants, we took it over in the offseason. And all of us have kind of had a background in strength and conditioning. We hit the ground running. Our kids were great. And, you know, I think we got bigger and stronger, just like we kind of have every year. And, you know, we feel good about where we're at. And, you know, we got some holes to fill, especially on the defensive line. But, you know, we like where we're headed interior.
Yeah, I mean, and not only that, I mean, obviously you have some players, and you look at the NFL draft where you had a couple kids go, and guys who play with your program, and you look around college football now, and you have kids, you know, and Stanford, and you have players, you know, at different levels. When you turn the TV on a Saturday and see those kids, how, you know, what do you feel? I mean, because you got to feel a lot of gratification, because you know how much these young men put in, you know, over a 3-4 year period. When you turn on and see, you know, you look at Irvin at Stanford, or, you know, one of these kids that are playing real well, or you had the kid Roberts who got drafted, you know, from SMU, who came out of, you know, SMU in Miami. What are your thoughts about that when you look at these kids? Is that kind of like you reflect back and say, wow, when he was 14 or 15, you know, he had a lot of work ahead, but he put it in?
Yeah, I think the coolest thing about it is they always call and they always come around. That's kind of the place Columbus is, you know, like Benji Blackburn, who's, you know, a freshman at Stanford, who's a great player. Seth Irvin called me yesterday. I see Ryan Rodriguez will stop by all the time. Jose Leon came by during the spring break. The Mendozas are stopping by on Saturday. That's what makes it special. If they just played for you and they went to the NFL and there was no connection, yeah, to me, there's something missing in how you mentor these young men. I think we built a strong enough connection between our coaching staff and our players that, you know, we love the fact that they're having great success on Saturdays, and it carries forward over to, you know, guys getting real. Federico Moranges, who's at FAU, signed a free agent contract with Seattle, and Elijah getting drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, his parents reached out, he reached out. That's, I think, what makes it so cool.
Yeah. No, I mean, obviously, it's been a family there, you know, for a long, long time. And you look at, like, the basketball team and how you guys played off of that. And certainly, I know you guys were supporting them all, you know, along the way. The sports program in itself at Columbus is as good as any, from, you know, baseball and, you know, as we mentioned, all the other sports. Talk about that, because I think there's a great sense of pride. The school's not, you know, a huge school, so everybody kind of plays off of one another. Academically, it's considered one of the top academic schools, you know, in the country. Talk about that as far as the pride that everybody at that school has, you know, because you pull for one another. If the football team does really well, and then, you know, they win state like you guys did quite a few times. I know everybody else there feels the same thing as, you know, as you do with the basketball program.
Yeah, I think the neat part is that all the coaches share in the success. You know, Joe Weber and myself, their baseball coach, have been friends for a long time. Andrew Moran was now at University of Miami. We became pretty close. When he worked here, we would always bounce, leadership ideas. And look at it right now, the 4x1 team that just broke the school record this past weekend at the district championship in track is Bryce Fitzgerald is going to Miami. Zamarian Lawson, who's one of our running backs, Shaddai Carter, a safety for us last year. And the anchor leg is Alec Cruz, who's actually our starting center fielder on the baseball team. That kind of epitomizes in how we share athletes and how it is a really family type atmosphere.
Yeah, and not only that, you guys get an opportunity in the offseason to go to a lot of places. I know that you were the reluctant guy at the beginning with the 7-on-7s, but it's something that you do because everybody else is doing it. And I remember Mark Wandolo was telling me, he goes, I'll never do those things. That's crazy. But you know what? It's good for the kids. It's better on a Saturday for them to be out there tossing a ball around and just hanging out and doing nothing. And I know you see it that way. And certainly getting those line camps, at all the colleges. What kind of plans you guys have this summer? You're going to hit quite a few schools?
We've always kind of traveled to a trip blue every year. 2 years ago, we flew up to Philadelphia and, visited Villanova, visited Army, went to a Phillies game and played at the Temple 7-on-7 tournament. Last year, we played a tournament at UConn and at Boston College 7-on-7 and went to a Yankee game. This year, unfortunately, we're flying up to Good Counsel. That's hitting a big part of our budget. So we're probably going to stay a little bit more local this year. We'll always do University of Miami. We've done that one every year. We'll probably find another local 7-on-7 tournament to hit. So we still have plans to do it. I'm still a little bit like Coach Wandolo. It's probably not my favorite thing in the world, but I know the value in it. I don't love it, but I know it's going to make us better, and our kids really enjoy it. And so that's why we do it.
And the schedule pretty much remains the same, Southridge and Palmetto and St. Thomas again this year?
Yeah, we have the same start. It's a tough road at the beginning. It'll really test us. But I always think, and I try to say this to everybody, when people avoid playing the good teams, I go, at the end of the day, it's about getting in the tournament and being ready for the playoffs. And I think our schedule has allowed us to be prepared for that stretch run every year because of how tough it is. We'll play Northwestern. We'll play Norland. We played Central. We're playing St. Thomas. We played a two-time state champion in Georgia and Benedictine back-to-back. I just think we're playing, we stay with Southridge to start the season. I think testing yourselves early is important. I think, some people get too concerned about, their regular season schedule. With me, it's what's going to get us ready for the teams we need to beat in 7A. And to me, it's a tough schedule early on.
No doubt. Coach, I can't thank you enough for dropping by. We'll see you this summer. I appreciate you. Are you guys playing a spring game, or are you going to just do it with your –
We're playing West Polk, who was also state champs last year. We're playing them at Columbus. Yeah, it's so no. No layups for the Explorers.
No, I just saw them last weekend at that Battle for Broward, which they told me you guys need to be in next year. Obviously, it was a lot of fun, and a lot of good teams in there as well. Thanks so much again. We'll hook up with you soon. Appreciate you taking some time for us.
Thanks, Blue. Thanks for everything you do.
Thank you, man. Coach Dave Dunn, head coach at Christopher Columbus. And
today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.